Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I am the host for the next hour. My name is Remick Benice, and you are listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com is a form of freeform radio on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. If you'd like to set up some sponsorship for RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, you can log on to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Haven't you been listening? Come on. Okay, and if you'd like to underwrite RadioFreeBrooklyn.com, you can set that up on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Or if you'd like to just sponsor a show outright, sort of like Butt, Sweat, and Beers, the show that you're listening to now, you can do that. Okay, we try to keep it easy and painless, and I'd like to always thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Yes, thank you. Welcome. It is now 7 and change. We are live from Bushwick in Osama bin Laden's former man cave. And you're with me, Remick Benice, listening to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'm going to play a little chance for you. You keep it locked here, and we'll be right back. All right, so, yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Once again, keep it locked here on Butt, Sweat, and Beers on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Freeform radio at its finest. Caca! Yeah.
I speak of promised land, soil as soft as mama's hands, running water, standing still, endless fields of daffodils and chamomile, rice under black beans, walked in the apple with cracked screens and told prophetic stories of freedom, found warmth in a black queen for when I get cold like Nat King, I'm doing the dad thing. I speak of wondrous, unfamiliar lessons from childhood, make you remember how to smile good. I'm pre-currency, post-language, anti-label, pro-famous, I'm Broadway Joe Namath. Kanye's best prodigy. He ain't signed me, but he proud of me. I got some ideas that you gotta see. Make a vid with Shorty and they ship it like the Odyssey. They never seen a rapper practice modesty. I never practice, I only perform. I don't even warn, I don't eat it warm. I won't be reborn. I speak to God in public, I speak to God in public. He keep my rhymes in couplets. He think the new shit jam. I think we mutual fans. I used to dance to Michael. I used to dance in high school. I used to pass out music. I still pass out music. The people's chant must be everything the people can't be. I'm getting RC Farsi, house full of some Hebrew brandies. You must have missed the come up. I must be all I can be. Call me Mr. Mufasa. I had to master stampedes. I made it through, made it through, made it through. Everything I gave to you, I gave to you, I gave to you. You got it, you got it, you got it. It's coming.
It's coming, coming, coming.
So are you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for your miracle?
I gave to you, I gave to you. You got it, you got it, you got it, it's coming. So are you ready? Are you ready, 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 are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Ready? Are you ready?
back in the studio live here. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. That was Chance the Rapper with Blessings. We are so blessed. Never forget to count your blessings, people. Time is short. Life is shorter. So love one another. Give peace to others. And then stop being a dickhead all the time. All right? Jeez. Like, stop being so quick to try to be right about everything, all right? It's not worth it. It's really not worth it all the time. Unless you're right, you know, there's a way to do it without hurting people's feelings, you know. But anyway, I digress. Thank you for listening in. If you'd like to call in and talk, we can do that. The call-in number is 718-928-9732. I'll be taking all calls about anything and everything. I usually put out a list of stuff to talk about. Today I did not, and there was a couple of things. I had some errands to run. In addition to that, I had some work to do this afternoon, which didn't necessarily allow me to get very creative with the list. So if you have any ideas, by all means, I'm willing to go freeform. If you're willing to go freeform, that's right. We're going commando on this show. Just like most shows, I guess we do. We're just going to go commando, just like whatever, you know. Oh, man. Anyway, it's been a lovely, lovely day. Summer took the day off for 2 days, I guess, in New York, but decided to come back in style today. It was a balmy 74 degrees, feels like 78, with a humidity of 59%, with winds coming out of the south at 9 miles per hour. Tonight, it'll be it'll be a lovely room temperature, 68 degrees. So that's going to be fun. Can't wait. For those of you watching the news, apparently you're asking the question, what did he do now? Well, I'll tell you. So apparently 45 Savage in one of his most illustrious tweets has put out that the United States military will no longer allow transgender people to serve in will not allow transgender people to serve in the military, you know, because the thing is, it's too expensive. I'm not necessarily sure what that means. For somebody who's just trying to change the narrative on everything and anything out there, this guy, I'm sure tomorrow he's gonna go kick a puppy and blame it on Obama, but until then. Let's just sit down, have a drink, you know, maybe two or three. Who knows? Hopefully this pain will go away soon. I doubt it. Because as always, we get the president that we need, not the one we deserve. Well, we get the person we deserve, not the one we want, I guess. I maybe I'm fudging that. Who knows? Whatever. Oh man, anybody got any thoughts on this on this mess? I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. We've gotten this far. Anyway, trans rights or human rights is the hashtag that's now trending on Twitter. You know, people talking about trans folks being very resilient. Apparently, Caitlyn Jenner has come out, and I think she's spoken about it. But first, she had to pick up her chin off the floor because she's a moron. You know, I don't understand how people just sit around and support this guy. Like, I really don't. Like, oh yeah, and everybody's defense is the same. Like, well, you know, he's different. I'm like, I understand he's different. You know, I understand he wore an old jean tuxedo a black and white tuxedo affair or something like that. I understand he's different. I understand that's very, very different. That doesn't necessarily give him the carte blanche to just, I don't know, piss in the punch bowl every 2 seconds when he wants to, you know, because I'd like to enjoy my time here in America, you know, before he turns on slavery again, because guess what? That seems like an odd idea, but hey, why not? Why not? You know, you think I'm playing? Y'all think I'm messing around here? You're like, you watch, You watch. I'm telling you, this dude, he told you, he's trying to make America great again. You know what I'm saying? We'll be whistling Dixie by the time it's Christmas around here. That's right. That's right. We're going to be saying Merry Christmas. Not this Merry Xmas anymore. No more happy holidays. Everybody, even the Jews, are going to celebrate Christmas. That's right. Because we only celebrate Christmas here in America. Because Jesus was born in Wisconsin in a manger. In a manger, damn it. How many of you knew that Jesus was born in a manger in Wisconsin? Huh? Exactly. Read your Bible. It's in there. It is in there, people. Oh, man, oh, man. What are we going to do? I don't know. You know, I mean, outside of have a nice soothing beverage, not sure. In addition to that, I'm not even sure what his budget's going to look like. Look, the Fed rate has come out today. Apparently, they're not going to raise interest rates. Everybody knew that. So so pretty much the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and anywhere else that they pretty much use compound interest to make money. Had banner days, and pretty much he patted himself, 45 Savage, probably patted himself on the back and said, "See, I was a good boy. Look at what I did." Yeah, moron. Yet none of his fiscal policies add up to anything. I mean, you know, like let's cut back taxes. Let's do this. Let's do that. I'm like, great. Put it in writing, Pat. Like, put it in writing and pass something. Can you do that? Can you actually be just run the damn government? If you're going to get the keys to the car, you're going to have to learn how to drive. Okay? You can't just sit there in front of the wheel and just go, "Wee, look at me." No, you're going to have to learn how to drive. Okay? But hey, he's doing a great job, said the morons. That's all right. That's all right. All right. He's coming for the morons too. I can't wait. It's gonna happen. Don't worry. All the morons. I wanna thank you all. Anyway. But enough about all this sadness. All right. Oh, let's move on to a happier place, shall we? Well, let's see. Is anybody dating out there? Wonderful. No, not me. Not I, said the cat. There'll be no dating here. This is going to this summer. I'm keeping celibate all day long. Anyway, I'm going to dedicate this song to me. That's right. Oh, me. Yeah. This is Sanchez. Loneliness. Shout outs to me.
Oh, I don't seem to be caught up inside a dream all my life. It's always been my shadow, me. Well, but over my shoulder there's always a voice somewhere saying I never should try to set my heart free. I wish that love would come and take me in her arms and show me what I've never known. If I could hold someone in words like right from wrong, just fade away like yesterday. Lonely won't leave me alone. Lonely won't leave me alone. Why, tell me why? Lonely won't let me fall in love. Oh, oh, everywhere I go, always by my side. Lonely won't let me fall in love. I tried to say I love you, but the words won't come true. In my life, I see all the tears and sad memory. Whoa, but why can't I thought of you? And you feel the feelings too, far behind. I feel all the tears and this agony. Around these winter blows, I'm thinking back in times, and there will be that rainbow's end. If I could follow on, then lose my mind. Is it only lonely in me again? Lonely won't leave me alone.
But it's such a beautiful song by Sanchez. Lonely won't leave me alone. That's right. I'm in a relationship with Lonely. Me and Lonely, together forever. Pinky swear, buddies for life. Thunder buddies for life, me and Lonely. Hashtag, she's got a sexy ass. You can see it all in the shadow, which not even there. Hashtag Lonely. Wonderful. Okay, moving back to the happy news that we are in a 6-month dumpster fire so far. Good times, good times. Could be worse. Could be Venezuela. Apparently, the president over there, Maduro, has decided not to accept the idea of reconvening a new Congress. So the people can just screw themselves, and they're the people are saying no, thank you. So they're firebombing everything and anything in Venezuela. That's right. Venezuela is experiencing what they call hyperinflation, and pretty much there's no money anywhere. They can't get food into certain stores. So people are pretty much like heading out of town, going to neighboring countries because they're like, you know what, the party's done pretty much. So yeah, but Maduro as he is staying strong, he's like, you know what. 313 fuck free world. That's his stand on it. That's right. Maduro is a big fan of 8 Mile. So that's his whole stance. But the people are fighting back, you know, as best as they can with, you know, Molotov cocktails. Let's see. I do believe I see a fiery tire lit on fire. That's right. This is some good stuff right here, man. Could be worse, people here in America. You know, you're still drinking your lattes and everything like that and shaking your fist at 45 Savage. But out there, they're actually doing something, you know. Like, people are burning tires and, you know, throwing them at, like, you know, the town squares like fountains. The fountain, which doesn't work because, you know, there's been water pumping out of there, you know, due to the drought. But whatever. But the national strike in Venezuela should let you know, like, hey, you know, you should be thankful for having a moron as your president. You know, I mean, he could be worse. He could be a strongman moron. He could be a moron with bigger hands. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah. So demonstrators are just they're just using whatever was out there to pretty much fight back against the system. That's right, people. The system sucks. What can you do? What can you do? Anyway. If anybody's listening and you'd like to call in, we'll take your question. I will take all your questions at this time. If anybody has any questions for the black community as a whole, as always, you can call in at this time and I'll chime in on whatever your thoughts about it. You know, if you have any thoughts or questions about 45 Savage, like, is this the impending doom or the end of the world as we know it? Please call in at 718-928-9732. at 718-928-9732. Remember, there are no stupid questions. There are no stupid questions. I mean, that's a lie, too. There are some dumb questions out there. There's some things you already know. You just want to hear. You just want to make sure you heard it again. You know. Anyway. Man. This 45 Savage. He's playing with his bass. It's just ridiculous. Oh, man. You know, I think he's just going to pick on everybody pretty soon. You know. Because now he's come for the transgenders. Which means now the gays are in the game. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. He picked on the Mexicans a while back. So if you were an immigrant, you were in there. He pretty much picked on the Muslims, you know. So pretty much. If you define yourself as, you know, religious sensitive, you were in the game. You know what I'm saying? Then you know he won, and then he put in the worst staff of the Justice League ever. I would like to call it the Injustice League. And they are the worst, all of them, top to bottom. You can, you know, from Confederate soldier Jefferson Beauregard Sessions, you know, all the way to what's his name, Rick Perry, which is his full first name. What's his name, Rick Perry? He has to ask himself a question before he can allow himself to tell him his actual name. There you go. Yeah, I don't know what happens next, people. I really don't. I'm gonna tell you what I do. I don't even. I tune in just to check in, check the highlights, but I just don't care. Because you'll go crazy if you pay attention to everything he does. They even told you how to deal with him, you know. Because I believe the press were going on, you know, and they were pretty much reading his tweets, you know, verbatim, and they were taking them literally. And thing is, the White House was striking back, and they said, "Why are you reading his tweets literally? Why would you take those things literally? He's not literally going to do that." And then he literally just goes and does whatever he just tweeted about, and which is crazy. So my thing is, I figure, you know, if he's going to burn down the White House, I'm just going to show up with some marshmallows, and you know, I mean. You know it's going to happen, so why are we even thinking we're going to have any piece of democracy left over when he's done? You know, it's like a human earthquake just walking around, and for most of you, you're just like you're some of you are fighting it, and I see you out there. That's cute, you know. The rest of y'all, I don't know. You just don't believe. And I'm like, look, the boogeyman is real. And he's got really small hands, and he's orange. And, and sadly, he's from Queens. I did not know that. The boogeyman lived in Queens. And, you know, oh, man. I figured the boogeyman was somewhat of a, you know, I'm sure he preyed on women and everything. That much I knew. I figured the boogeyman was... He was not right, but whatever. But this dude, man, too much, I tell you, too much. Yeah, you can take him verbally, you can take him by his word, you can take him by his action, or you can just kind of back away and just be like, look, until he comes for me, I got to preserve all my energy for that fight. You know, I can support others. But he's going to come for you. The boogeyman is out here. And he won the Electoral College. Maybe we should be mad at the Electoral College, people. You know, I don't want to get mad at, flyover states anymore. Like some of those flyover states, they probably have some really decent apple pie or rutabaga or whatever you've got over in flyover country. I can't get mad at them, you know. Now, the thing is he going to visit every spot in flyover, all the flyover states? No, probably not. You know, like I've yet to hear him say like I'm making a stop in Wyoming. You know what I'm saying? But hey, they put him in there. It is what it is. It's like, oh yeah, that's my guy. I love him. He's putting truth to power, making America great. Yes. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Ah, good times, I tell you. Good times. Good times. These are the days where I'm glad. Like my mom passed away like about 15 years ago. These are the days I'm kind of glad she's not around to see. You know, because like she'd be telling me like how crazy he is, and I'm like, look, I know how crazy he is. Thank you for repeating it. Well, now you're just doubling down on what I just heard. No. I don't need to hear this. You know. But whatever. Good times. Yay. Speaking of which, let's move on to the good times of good old mathematics with our friend, the mighty Mos Def. Oh yes, Mos Def, aka Yasin Bey, who'll probably be on stage at Radio City Music Hall next month. With Dave Chappelle. This is Mathematics. Keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Would you? Thank you. I'm sure you would. Yeah.
You know the deal. This is me, though. Beats by Supremo for all of my people, Negroes and Latinos, and even the gringos. Yo, check it, one for Charlie Hustle, two for Steady Rock, three for the fourth coming live, future shock. It's five dimensions, six senses, seven firmaments of heaven to hell, 8 million stories to tell, nine planets faithfully keep an orbit with the probable tenth, the universe expands length, the body of my text possess extra strength, power lifted powerless, up out of this towering inferno, my aim so hot it burned through the journal, I'm blacker than midnight on Broadway at Myrtle, hip hop past all your tall social hurdles like the nationwide projects, prison industry complex, working class poor, better keep your alarm set, streets too loud to ever hear freedom ring, say it back in with your sleep, it's dangerous to dream, but your chain cats get they chip back, you dead now, killing fields need blood to graze the cash cow, it's a numbers game but shit don't add up somehow, like I got 16 to 32 bars to rock it, but only 15% of profits, ever seen my pockets like 69 billion in the last 20 years spent on national defense, but folks still live in fear like nearly half of America's largest cities is one quarter black, that's why they gave Ricky Ross all the crap, 16 ounces to a pound, 20 more to a key, a 5 minute sentence hearing and you no longer free, 40% of Americans own a cell phone so they can hear everything that you say when you ain't home, I guess Michael Jackson was right, you are not alone, rock your hard hat black as you in the terror dome, full of hard niggas, large niggas, dice tumblers, young teens in prison greens facing life numbers, crack mothers, crack babies and AIDS patients, young bloods can't spell but they can rock you a PlayStation, Snoo Mav is whipping motherfuckers ass, you wanna know how to rhyme, you better learn how to add, it's mathematics.
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics. Check it out. I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here?
Yo, it's one universal law, but two sides to every story. Three strikes and you bitten for life. Mandatory. Four MCs murdered in the last 4 years. I ain't trying to be the fifth when the millennium is here. Yo, it's 6 million ways to die from the seven deadly thrills. 80-year-olds getting found with 9 mils. It's 10 p.m. where your C's at. What's the deal? They on the hill pumping krills to keep their bellies filled. Lighting the ass with heavy steel. Sights on the pretty shit in life. Young soldiers trying to earn their next stripe. When the average minimum wage is 5.50. You best believe you gotta find a new grind to get cream. The white unemployment rate is nearly more than triple for black. So frontliners got their gun in your back. Bubble and crack, jewel theft and robbery to combat poverty and end up in the global jail economy. Stiffer stipulations attached to each sentence. Budget cutbacks but increased police presence. And even if you get out of prison, still living, join the other 5 million under state supervision. This is business. No faces, just lines and statistics from your phone, your zip code, the SSI digits. The system break, man. Channeling women in the figures, two columns for who is and who ain't niggas. Numbers is hard and real and they never have feelings, but you push too hard, even numbers got limits. Why did one straw break the camel's back? Here's the secret, the million other straws underneath it. It's all mathematics.
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mighty Mos Def.
It's simple mathematics.
Check it out.
I revolve around science.
What are we talking about here?
Mathematics.
mathematics. Do your math, people. That's right. 2 + 2 = 7, according to Betsy DeVos. So charter schools work, my friend. All right? Remember that. Ooh, in sports today. Yay, sports. Boom. Most of the teams or most of the players get ready for training camp around the country for the National Football League. Yay, National Football League. Everybody, CTE, 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 CTE. Yeah, CTE. It's the place to be. That's right. So as they get ready for the upcoming Battle of the Broken Bones, one player by the name of Julio Jones. Julio! Yes. Julio Jones has lost a $100,000 earring. Now, please bear with me. So apparently Julio Jones, they want to remove all his valuables the next time he's decided to try jet skiing. So, because according to a report out of Atlanta Alive, the Atlanta Falcons all-pro wide receiver lost a $100,000 diamond earring after hitting a hitting a wake and falling into water in a Georgia lake. Let's see. So he says, yes, it was worth a little bit. He says, speaking about his earring, Bobby Griffin, the self-described scuba man of Lake Lanier in Gainesville, Georgia, was hoping he and local salvage divers would be able to successfully recover Jones' earring. Unfortunately, Pickering now believes it's lost because, considering the piece of jewelry, it's likely down 65 feet in the man-made lake. Ooh. Dang. So Jones, for his part, seems to be in good spirits. And as long as and Jones himself said, as long as I'm good, it's materialistic stuff. You can always get that stuff back. As the Falcons kick off training camp today in Flowery Bunch for another Super Bowl run, perhaps the 28-year-old wide receiver will earn a new piece of jewelry he can add to his finger. Oh, I see what they did there in that report. That was cute. That was cute. But you still lost $100,000 in some murky Georgia water. Oh, my God. Once again, what do we learn from that report, folks? The Falcons, they lost again. That's right. They were on top, and then they lost again. Man, Julio. But it's just material stuff. $100,000, $150,000. I mean, what's that? Like, the going rate of, like, what, student loans? Let's see. The price of a starter house? Let's see. I don't know. The funding to keep opening water aqueducts in a small African village or small South American village. I don't know. Anyway, it's material stuff. Water under the bridge, under a murky 65 foot man-made lake. Whatever, whatever. Do you, Julio. Man, I want to be rich, though. I want to be rich like that. I want to be rich enough to just, like, you know, like, fart out some gold bullion and some, and then, like, you know, I leave, like, a gold bullion brick, like, in the middle of, like, somebody's, like, couch or something. And it's, like, you know, in their couch folds with, like, you know, change and the remote and everything. And somebody, like, finds it, like, oh, my God, how did this get here? He's like, oh, yeah, Remy sat there. He must have farted it out or something. Like, there you go. Boom. That's how rich I am, folks. That's right. Like, I've got gold in my doo-doo. Got gold all in my doo-doo. Amazing. Amazing. Oh, yeah. You know the best part of Julio Jones is? His first name is Quintoris Lopez. That is the blackest thing I've said all damn day. I'm going to tell you right now. Quintoris Lopez Julio Jones. Man, this motherfucker. Quintoris. You could have gone by Quintoris, dude. Like, cause, I mean, you don't pull off Julio real well, but Quintoris Lopez, I can see that. I can see it. You do pull off Jones. I mean, you know, you are clearly a Jones. It's okay. Historically, yeah, you're going to be a Jones. But Quintoris Lopez, yeah, you can be Quintoris Lopez. Has anyone seen Quintoris Lopez's $100,000 earring? No? Now it's fancy. Anyway, it's probably in the belly of like some catfish somewhere. So if you like noodling somewhere in the middle of like some man-made Georgia lake, you know, happy hunting, my friend. Happy hunting. That's all I got to say about it. I'll be all right. Oh, yeah. Man, all right. Today's beer of the day. Ooh. Oh, my God. I almost forgot. Yes, the show is Butt, Sweat, and Beer. So we do like to have a beer of the day, you know, when we can, when the budget will allow it. Okay. Well, so today's beer of the day is Owl's Blue. I'm drinking Owl's Brew Rattler, Wicked Watermelon. This is beer and tea, the perfect double brew. It's a wheat beer mixed with spices, blended with brewed white tea, fruit juices, and agave nectar. Man, that's some highfalutin shit right there. I mean, it kind of tastes like sweet water, my friend, but whatever. I digress. Yes, pretty sweet. Not too high on the alcoholic content, but you know, if you like day drinking or something, this might be the one for you. So shout out to the Our Brew Rattler. This is kind of delicious. I'm going to enjoy this, whatever this is. Like, y'all make some highfalutin drink, my friend. Anyway, moving forward, we're going to be discussing your thoughts. If you'd like to call in at this time, please, by all means. The number is 718-928-9732. Boom. We will be discussing all things black, non-black, magenta. And if you have anything with regard to the idea of like perpendicular versus, catty corner, who'd win in a fight, please, by all means, bring up the rebuttal. I shall start the argument, catty corner. Thank you. Mm. If you hear a little whirring in the back, that's just the AC. It's hot here in the man cave, all right? And it's hot here in the city. So I'm not going to allow myself to melt while in the process of doing the show for you, for your entertainment. Do you understand me? Anyway, I love you all. I love you all. I love you all, my friend. We gonna make it, all of us. That used to be my jam. We gonna make it. Anyway, we gonna try to see if we can stir up some madness. I would go on Facebook Live, but you know, I just don't. I'm not feeling it today. That is what it is. I might jump on the last 5 minutes of the show or something like that, or not. We'll see what happens. Boom. Ooh, I like this track. This is one of my little favorites that I like to throw on. It's a little something called Nakamura by Hiatus Coyote. Keep it locked here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Yeah.
Upon our sleep, oh, to see we
Sound of Hiatus Coyote with Nakamura. That's right. Oh, Hannah, my darling. I will follow you until the sun rise. Words. Beautiful words put together. So lovely. Anyway. Oh, man. It's summer. So let's talk about the boys of summer. Not baseball. We're talking about basketball. We're talking about Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, for those of you, I'm going to talk sports a little bit because I know some of you are turned off or turned on by it. I don't care. Like, Kyrie Irving is a professional basketball player who plays with a team called the Cleveland Cavaliers. Apparently, he's made his desires known that he no longer wishes to play for them due to the fact that there's another guy on the team by the name of LeBron James. You probably heard of him. He's the greatest player in the world. So Kyrie has decided, you know what, I no longer want to play Mary Wilson. You can keep Diana Ross on the squad, but I want my own show. I want to open up. I want to be on the first mic. Let me know. And pretty much the Cavs are like, they were taken aback. Diana Ross, I mean, LeBron James was also taken aback. Yeah. So now no one knows, what's going to happen next. You have to tune in, to this soap opera in the middle of the summer. Because mind you, nobody's playing basketball. No, the season's over, people. That's right. The season's over. They went to the finals and lost. You know, chances are they're probably going to go back to the finals this year if they kept the team intact and who knows, take their chances. But that doesn't look like it's going to happen. Because you know why? Drama, motherfuckers! That's right, drama. I tell you, everybody wants a little piece of drama. I tell you. It is what it is. Because, in life, you can't. It's not just about the money. You know, it's all about it's about power, prestige, and am I getting mine? Am I beloved? Do the people want me? Do they want to be me? Things of that nature. You know? Yeah. I mean, the money's nice, But you don't see people praising lottery winners. You know what I'm saying? No. So there's that. There's open speculation that the Cavs might trade him. However, no one knows exactly what's going to happen. Or maybe they just quash it and try to make it work. Because honestly, they actually look good together. That team works well when they're both playing well. They look good playing together. It's one of those situations where one of them's peanut butter, the other one's jelly. And guess what? You keep peanut butter on a sandwich by itself, ooh, that's a tough one to eat. You put jelly on the sandwich, and you're like, man, something is missing. But you put both of them together, and you're like, this is how it happens. Peanut butter and jelly are meant to be together, even though peanut butter and jelly might hate each other all the way through. I mean, one is a legume. The other is pretty much born and raised from, like, stone fruit preserves. Who knows? I'm just saying, did they grow up next to each other? No, of course not. Probably don't even have the same agents, Like, they probably don't have the same catalyst that allowed them to, like, further themselves to the top. Yeah, both of them are sugary, but, they have different consistencies, Yes, they're both creamy and sweet, but still different. There's certain small intricacies within both of them that make them quite different, I mean, am I talking about creamy peanut butter or crunchy? Like, you know, is this preserve? Like, is this like true preserves? In which, like, you know, you can taste the pulp and you can find like, you know, like the pieces of pectin and all that stuff in there. Who knows? I don't know. Look, I wish LeBron James and Kyrie Irving worked this thing out. I think they make beautiful music together. But sometimes, you know, you got to break up the band. I don't know why you got to break up the band, but you got to break up the band. You know, things get too hot, and then they just kind of split. They got to. My whole point about this whole thing is like, why are we talking about basketball in the summer? This is stupid. Keep your feelings to yourself. Just play. I don't know. Yeah, so that happened. That happened, I guess. Yeah, so Kyrie, LeBron, I wish you both well, you multi-millionaire black men in America. Good luck with that. I wish you well. I do. I wish you all well. I wish Rachel Dolezal well always. Rachel, if you're out there, call me. We need to talk. If anybody knows Rachel Dolezal's number, you call in at this time, 718-928-9732. I'd like to have her in for an interview. I would love to interview Rachel Dolezal. I'm not going to try to make fun of her. She's like, we're way past that point. You know, she needs some understanding. I need to figure out seriously, what's up with you? You know what I'm saying? I want to put it on tape. You know, she does like, you know what she does, for a living, in order to like make money. She braids black hair. That's right. But women of color, she braids women of color's hair. Like that's beautiful. That's dope. I'm like, all right. I've seen some of her work online. I'm like, clearly she's taking her time to understand the craft. So there's that, you know. Oh, Rachel. Nah. The NAACP, they didn't deserve you. The NAACP of Spokane did not deserve you, Rachel Dolezal. All right? I'm just putting it out there. All right? But if you're ever in town and you just want to put your story out there, you know, please hit me up. No, seriously. It's like I want to hear it all. I want to hear it all, my friend. You're going to be all right. So, yeah, we're heading to the, we're nearing the end of the show. It's been a wonderful show so far. I'm filled with vim and vigor. I think we may have gotten some folks there, that really got my LeBron message. No, because my LeBron message is real. Like, hey, you know, it's the summer. Don't y'all have like, I don't know, a vacation to go to or something? Don't you gotta go to like China to go sell some extra sneakers to the people? Like, come on, B. Like, stop bothering me with all your like, you know, your excess. I mean, it's just stupid. Just so much going on in the world right now. You know what I'm saying? We got like a orange monster toddler running America, and I'm supposed to be worried because you don't want to play with this guy because he's stealing all the light. Like, jeez, Kyrie. I mean, I get it. I mean, all right, you know, whatever, man. I think everybody's the way. I honestly believe this, and I to my heart of hearts, people are way too sensitive. You know, I say this all the time. It's like when white people tell black people, you know, you need to get over that slavery thing. I'm like, and I say, you know what? And I say, you know, kiss my black ass to that statement, you know. But outside of when people say there, I'm like, no, I can be sensitive about that. People are just way too sensitive about other things. Like, look, I mean, you got your happiness, you got your health, you know, you got your money, you know, you don't own nobody, nothing. People, every time you go somewhere, somebody wants to get your autograph. Yeah. Like, life is good for you, my friend. Yes? You know, you don't got to hide your face. Speaking about hide your face, this is Mask Off by Future. Ooh.
Yo. Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocets. Percocet, yeah. Miley Percocets. Rep the set, yeah. Gotta rep the set. Gang, gang. Chase a chick. Chase. Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitch.
Mask on. Fuck it, mask on.
Mask, bitch.
Mask on. Yeah. Fuck it, mask on.
Mask on.
Percocet,
set.
Miley Percocet. Chase a chick,
chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitch.
Two cups, toast up with the gang.
Gang, gang.
From full stops to a whole nother domain. Out the bottom,
yeah.
I'm a living proof.
Super.
Ain't compromising. Half a million on the coupe.
Gang, gang.
Drug houses,
well,
looking like Peru.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Graduated,
crazy.
I was overdue.
I'ma do
pink Miley,
Miley.
I can barely move.
Barely move.
Ask about me.
About you.
I'm gon' bust a move.
Yeah, y'all blew.
Red James, 33 chains,
33.
Ocean
now,
cruising Biscayne,
hit fire,
top off,
yeah.
That's a liability,
big burn.
Hit the gas,
yeah.
Boosting my adrenaline,
big fire,
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocets,
big fire,
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocets,
big fire,
rep the set,
yeah.
Gotta rep the set,
gang, gang.
Chase a chick,
chase, yeah.
Never chase a bitch,
chase big fire.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask off,
big fire.
Mask on,
yeah.
Fuck it, mask up.
Big firms.
Percocet,
yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big firm.
Chase a chick,
yeah.
Never chase a bitch.
Don't chase no bitches.
Photo Maven.
Photo.
I drive anything,
yeah.
Buy my range,
yeah.
Make them go insane,
yeah.
My guillotine. Drink from Melazine,
drink from me.
Taking beams,
yeah.
Go to those extremes,
let's go, let's go.
Parliament,
Parliament.
Call Amari wins,
yeah.
Parlay in Vegas, we was in attendance.
Let's go, let's go.
Before the business,
yeah.
Theodore lenses,
Theodore
prescriptions,
yeah.
Focus on the mission,
put my foot.
Intermission,
hold on.
Never take a break,
we can't pull on.
Switch states,
switch
down far in place.
Switch,
ain't no way, ain't no fucking way. No, we come to play. We didn't come to play. No, rock the bank. We gon' rock the game. Again, they gang, we gang.
Gang.
Well, they are not the same.
We bang.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocets.
Big firm.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocets.
Big firms.
Rep the set.
Yeah.
Gotta rep the set.
Gang, gang.
Chase a chick.
Chase.
Never chase a bitch.
Chase big no firm.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it, mask off.
Big firm.
Mask on.
Yeah.
Fuck it, mask off.
Big firms.
Percocet.
Yeah.
Miley Percocet.
Big firm.
Chase a chick.
Chase. Yeah.
Never
yeah.
Chase a bitch.
Chase big no firm.
Mask on. Fuck it, mask off. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Mask on, fuck it, mask on. Gas gun, never nod, huh?
Oh, yes, Future. Reminding you, if Young Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you. That's right. I'm afraid I have to do it. Don't make me have to shoot you now. You know, because Young Metro don't trust you. You know. It's been a marvelous day, I tell you, in the neighborhood, I tell you. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. We've learned so much today, folks. Let's see. No, let's see. What did we learn? We learned that things are still out of control. It is what it is. Don't take it too seriously. Love one another. All right. Love one another. Be there for one another. You know, like, take time to enjoy one another. Life's too short. You know what I mean? You know, enjoy your peoples, man. Enjoy your peoples, you know, even though they might get on your nerves. It is what it is. All right. Anyway, shout out to all the loved ones out there. Shout out to all the people we've lost. Miss you and love you, all of you. Anyway, I love you all. I'll see y'all next week. Well, I won't see y'all. I'll probably hear from y'all next week if you call in or something like that. You know, but you stay tuned here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Ear Hammers next with Ramel. She's got some fancy stuff to put on the radio to tickle your ears and your eardrums. Boom. And I shall leave you on a revolutionary note, reminding you that, you know, whatever's going on like it will, it is and will not be in anything that you're swiping. All right. You got to get out there and make this thing happen. All right. I love you all. Keep your eye on everything that that really matters. All right. Talk to you later.
Not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a